Hello and welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is Carol Wellsman, and you are listening to The Cool Jazz Set on one of the premier modern jazz shows on the East Coast. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of this great American art.
Oh, thanks. Carol Wellsman, one of our favorites here on the Cool Jazz Set. What a great voice, and what a nice intro, Carol. Thank you so much for that. Welcome, my friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz with taste just as you like it. And we'll get started right now with our featured artist tonight, Miss Carol Wellsman. This is a nice recording from her album entitled Journey, and it's I Thought About You.
Took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on sun. With each beam, the same old dream, and every stop that we made, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Thank you.
And pianist Roger Kellaway, what a terrific player he was, or is. Houston, that was live, by the way, at the Vineyard in California in 1997. And that, of course, was a nice arrangement of Emily. And I played that for all the Emilys out there. Here's a nice recording by tenor saxophonist Houston Person from his album My Romance, and this is Blue Moon.
Thank you.
Houston person, and a nice trio of Richard Wyons on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. Well, up next, something I think you'll enjoy. Recently, just a week or so ago, it's been actually a little longer than that, we lost a consummate artist, Miss Aretha Franklin, and I thought I would play something maybe you have not heard. This is a duet that she did with Tony Bennett back about 7 or 8 years ago. And I'm going to play this for you now. How Do You Keep the Music Playing? Miss Aretha Franklin and Tony Bennett.
Keep the music playing. How do you make it last? How do you keep a song from fading too fast?
How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say?
And since we know we're always changing,
and tell me how year after year you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear her name. Better as it grows.
And that was the Marty Now Quartet. I brought you Violets for Your Furs. Marty Now, the tenor saxophonist. A nice album, In and Out. Nice recording of that tune as well. Here's the Jeff Keyser Group and a nice arrangement of These Foolish Things. Remind Me of You.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian, for that timely message. Music education, so important in our schools and taking place right here at the University of Richmond. Let's see, up next we're going to hear from one of my favorites, Miss Diana Krall. And this is a duet that she did with Michael Bublé entitled Alone Again. Miss Diana Krall.
In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sour, I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top to throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what's it like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church with people saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go home. As I did on my own, alone again, naturally.
To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright, and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. And as if to knock me down, reality came around. And without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God and His mercy. Oh, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again. Naturally, seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Whatever else appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide my tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she'd ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, cried and cried alone again, naturally, alone again, naturally. passion, but I don't mind it. I love the old-fashioned things, the sound of rain upon the starry songs that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but holding hands, sighing sighs, this my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but that's how I wanna be, as long as you'll agree to stay old-fashioned with. Thank you.
as long as you agree to stay. Old fashioned.
And the one and only Chet Baker, 1976, recorded in the Netherlands. Chet, of course, on vocals and trumpet. Jacques Pelzer on flute. Harold Danko, the great pianist. And bass Cameron Brown. I'm old-fashioned. What a nice recording. Well, we'll finish at our first set, and we've got one more to go, so don't go away. This is a nice tenor saxophone duo of Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka, backed by the Pete Jolly Trio with Stan Levy on drums and the great Red Mitchell on bass. And the title of this tune is Oh, Look at Me Now. Mm-hmm.